Hello friends and welcome to lesson 13. We are reaching the end and now we are ready, or we think we are ready, to launch our business. But Elisa, I was thinking about yesterday or how to launch in my business, and I started to have a lot of doubts about how to start.
So do you need any solution? Because I've got one solution for you.
Which one?
Listen to our lesson number 13.
With the title, What Do I Need to Know? What do you need to know? How to start. How to get funding for your project. That's a very tricky question.
And we have to think about the place where we live. And because of this, in our first section, we write EU Toolbox.
Because the European Union offers us a lot of helps and a lot of funds we can use to launch our business. So in this lesson, we are going to talk about them. But after this lesson, you have to look for the ones that are located in your country, because surely in your country you have access to for those founding for new projects or for launching new projects.
To start a new company or expand your business in another European country, you need to know the rules that apply and the relevant national contact point to set up a company in that specific country.
So you have to look for a lot of information, but don't worry, we are going to give you some tips. And now let's go to the blue square where we are going to start.
In its support to entrepreneurship and self-employment, the European Commission seeks to
increase knowledge,
build capacities,
and support entrepreneurship financially. So now we are going to give more information of those concepts one by one. Let's follow the arrow and let's start with the section number one.
Increasing knowledge. We said before, the European Union Commission and the OECD offers information focused on entrepreneurship development among vulnerable groups.
We mean groups that have less chance for funding and for getting more information. Remember, we are talking most of the time about how to launch or how to run a business in a remote area.
And now we read number two, building capacities. The EU Commission and the OECD have jointly developed a better entrepreneur policy tool to improve entrepreneurship policies in a city, region or EU country.
So you can access this information at the end of the lesson. We are going to say you where all of this information is located, and you can access to those. For example, there are courses about marketing, about how to run in your business. So the first thing they do, the European Union do, is increase the knowledge of those entrepreneurs and build their capacities.
And number three, supporting entrepreneurship financially. The European Social Fund, ESF, offers financial and business support services.
So, there are different European Union funds available for startup businesses. To find out which one meets your needs, as well as information on support and resources, you can visit the Startup Europe Club.
And it's important to know that we need money, and in which way we can get money.
So let's follow the blue arrow, because we are going to talk about the COSME program that has a budget of over 1.3 billion euros to fund financial instruments that facilitate access to loans and equity finances for the SMEs.
When we are talking about SMEs, we mean small and medium enterprise.
Most of the enterprise we are going to run in the European Union. But COSME is not the only program we can access or mm-hmm. we can apply for funds. We have others.
Yes, as we can see, there are other finance and European programs such as InnoFin,
EU Finance for Innovators,
or EASI,
European Union Program for Employment and Social Innovation,
or ZZSGF,
Cultural and Creative Sector Guarantee Facility. Often, most of the entrepreneurs don't have the possibility to access to those funds because they just don't know about them. So, the first thing you have to do before running your business is consult the European aids or go to your local Chamber of Commerce and ask for any funds you can receive.
As we always say, research, research, and research.
Always. And sometimes there are specific programs with a specific date, so you have to pay attention to all the information about funds.
And please, now, pay attention to, did you know that?
Did you know that the ESF aims to give SMEs clear and easy access to the broad range of existing public services? It includes a useful market access database that is free, open to the public, and contains 300 service providers that cover approximately 1,200 support services.
So, as we already said, there are a lot of funds and a lot of aids that you can take advantage of, but you have to research them. You have to spend so much time promoting your business as researching about those aids.
Mm-hmm. And now it's time to start a self-business in the European countries.
So let's push the button, start, mm-hmm. and let's go. But first, a piece of advice.
The requirements vary depending on the country. However, the EU encourages all countries to meet certain targets for helping to set up new companies, including the following aspects. But Adrian, before reading them, we have to tell you something.
Yes, before going to ask for some funds from the European Union, the first thing you have to do is take advantage of the aids that could be given to you from your local community, local government, or local municipality.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, yes, we are going to read the different tips we have got here. The first one is related to this. Setting up in no more than 3 working days.
As we already said, the European Union encourages all countries to give you the easiest way to build your company, your business. So, in most of the cases, it takes more than a week to start up, but they are trying to set you in no more than 3 working days.
And now, talking about money, we can say that in some places, in some countries, it's going to cost less than 100 euros.
Yes, because there are some laws that put that price a little bit higher. So, research and ask for any help you need for the lowest cost.
And if you're thinking about starting self-business in some European countries, there is an advantage. And in some countries, or most of them, there is a single administrative body.
And the best thing is that you don't have to go anywhere to fill in all the formulas. And that's because in most of the European Union countries, you have the possibility to register your formalities online.
Yes, that's true. So this is an advantage to live in this century.
So now let's talk about the requirements. You need to accomplish some of these requirements to start a business in the European Union. So keep in mind that you can start your business in your country, but you have to look forward. You have to sell in the whole European Union.
So, to start a business in Europe, you will generally need to produce. We start with certificate of incorporation.
And what's that?
This is a certificate, or it's a legal document that shows your form and your register your limited company with Companies House.
You need to have as well a bank reference letters. That's very important because it is a letter from a bank where you have an account.
Mm-hmm. And a letter is stating that you are their customer for a certain period of years. A bank reference should also confirm that banking relationship has been acceptable without any defaults from your part.
Without a bank reference, you are not going to be able to start a business in the European Union. But also, you need, for example, passport copies. You have to be identified.
And if you have photocopies of your passport, or driver's license, even health insurance information and other important travel documents, it will be easier to replace the originals in case that something happens.
Always keep a copy of all your documents.
On the right, you see the words resume and photos. Yes, we are talking about your curriculum. And your personal resume website is a digital, now is a digital version of the traditional paper resume. It shows your education, skills, and previous positions or projects you've worked on. But it also shows things you cannot accurately share using a paper resume. Remember that it allows you to display photos and images of your projects or share links to articles you've written or have published elsewhere.
Of course, before starting a business, you need a business license. Sometimes it takes more than a year to have one. So most of the government, most of the public administration gives you a certificate allowing you to start your business while you are waiting for your final business license.
And of course, you need a description of the scope of your business, as you can see on the left. When we are talking about the scope, it means the scope of any business involves every activity performed by that business, including sales, services, product development, marketing, and contracts.
Basically, business scope refers to all daily operations of the business, particularly those activities required to secure revenue.
On the right, we can read the following information. You have to be registered with a governing business organization.
You have to let them know you exist, and even if you want to apply for an aid for funds, you have to be registered.
We have to think about liaise contracts of country address.
And if we go to the right, you must have all the required permits and licenses.
And of course, if you start a business, your business must have a name. Because of this, it's necessary corporate name requirements.
And you have to keep in mind that some European Union countries don't allow you to have some names. For example, in Italy, you have to apply for a specific license if you want to put the name International in your corporate name.
Mm-hmm. And finally, It's necessary a description of the purpose of your business and reason for expanding.
That's logical. You have to say, why are you starting your business? So don't be afraid. There are a lot of requirements, licenses, permits you have to ask for. You have to fill in a lot of documents, but you can do them online. And if you need, you can ask for some help with some agencies that can, for example, make a lot of this work for you.
Okay. And of course, depending on what type of business you're starting, you may have to provide various documents. It's a good idea to follow up after filling to ensure that your paperwork is in the right place and given proper attention.
And if you want further information or you want to start training how to fill in those documents or license, permits and requirements, write down the following web page, europa.eu/YourEurope, all together, Your Europe. There, once you have write down this webpage, you are going to find your language, click on your language, and then you have two options to access all the information about visiting and living in the European Union, or all the information about how to start a business in the European Union. Go there and take a look to the whole information you can find.
Okay, and now it's time to listen to Mark Twain's words.
Oh, I love Mark Twain.
Yes, Mark Twain was an American writer, and he was the author of Huckleberry Finn.
So now, listen to what he's going to say to us.
The secret of getting ahead is getting started.
Yes, it's time to start. So go to action.
Yes, because you may be thinking, well, that's obvious, but sometimes we are postponing everything to tomorrow. Yeah, that's for tomorrow. And then we never start. So it's serious. Start right now.
Yes, right now. In some minutes. In some minutes. We say goodbye until the next lesson.
Our last one, where we are going to see again, step by step, what do we need to do to start our business. So, until next time.
Bye.